Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The day today is May 20th, and it's the 20th. Remember, 20, 21st are dates that the dark side uses all the time. And the year that we're in is 2017. So here we go. Let's clear the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there we go. Getting rid of that energy. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Good. Okay, let's bring in the light beam energy. And again, you want to have it up on your computer, the different light beams or light beams, depending on how many you have and where they are. And always have your picture displayed on your face of your monitor screen or in front of it. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next we're going to help you out with a situation that you're dealing with. So releasing that energy from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's bring Anna on. So, Anna, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and as Ron said, it's Saturday night on the Lightship, which means probably at about quarter before the hour, we will take an actual visit where we'll be bilocated to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. And you'll want to be somewhat prepared for that by choosing a physical situation that you'd like to ask for some help with. Also, you can send any questions, comments, testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com, as well as any rooms you might want to visit on the Lightship tonight. That's always kind of makes it more interesting. Sometimes people think of things that we haven't visited before. It's pretty much anything in nature. Let's see. We have a lot of emails to go over tonight, Ron. And just to remind everyone, you'll want to be on Ron's mailing list. You sign up for that on the right-hand side of his website, which is creationlightship.com. And next Saturday, Ron has a special healing call where he's going to take shackles off of us. He's done it before, and it's a very dramatic clearing for us because we have had so many, often thousands of lives here on Earth, and we have some energetic shackles still on us, on our feet, on our different parts of our bodies, our wrists, and we will experience physical relief by having these removed. So that's next Saturday, the 27th of May at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and the cost for that is $20. And in the case of this call, you may sign up for the call, and if you are signed up and paid for it, you may be on it absentee if you'd like. If you're going to be on, you can call in a few minutes in advance and check in with Ron. But whether or not you check in and come on the call, you will definitely receive the complete healing once you pay for it. So, Ron, anything you want to say more about the shackle call next week?
Just come on. It's a very interesting call. You'll find stuff, your body changing as the shackles get released from you. So the shackles are there. It could be physical in this lifetime. You could be up on tangent timelines, living with the aliens, hooking you up to things, putting shackles on you, maybe even being strapped to tables, experimenting with you. That's what they do. So it could be a physical situation. And it could also be, you know, something that would be energetic. So regardless of what it is, you know, you may find some relief on this here. So back to you.
Okay. And on last night's show, we had a listener call in, and she sent in an email today saying, "Hi, I just wanted to comment for new people. After listening to Ron and the shows, you may think, oh, it sounds like Ron is talking just to me about whatever issue it is. Well, after all these years, you know, yes, Ron is talking just to you, and you will learn to listen because your body knows the truth and your body feels the healings. You let go of that mind and accept the peace that Ron shows us how to reach and receive all the blessings on what we need to heal next. I also wanted to shout out a huge thank you to all the co-hosts. Great jobs." Well, thank you very much. So, do you want to add anything about that, Ron? That was very nice.
That's very nice. So, thank you.
And I, of course, and I think many people second that, but somebody wrote in tonight, and this is interesting, that they have done quite a number of whole life healings, but they feel that the mind-to-heart drop doesn't work for them, and it doesn't put their thoughts into peace. So what could be happening there, Ron?
That's the first thing that I heard of that for anybody. So, I have some ideas, but I can't mention it on the radio program.
Well, what I thought of when I saw that is, even though they've done a lot of clearings, if you're having a problem with your mind, could it be like a mind loop or a barcode situation going on?
I think they're probably in their mind a lot, so, and they're trying to validate that maybe the clearing is working or something. I don't know. I've never heard of it not working. So,
right, me either. I mean, that is unusual. And I have another suggestion. On your YouTube channel, you have your lectures, but also several months ago, you very nicely recorded several forever healings for us and some of the commands, and one of them is the mind-to-heart drop. So maybe if this person listens to or does the mind-to-heart drop along with you, with your voice a few times, that might make the difference.
Yeah, it could.
Okay. So since it's Saturday night and we do go to the Lightship for physical healings, I just think it's a good night to sort of spend the whole time really talking about healings. And we had a request from a listener for you to discuss the God disconnection clearing. Or let me see if I'm saying that correctly. God connection clearing.
Yeah, well, that gets rid of that God energy, whatever God it is, you know, to help you free yourself up from, you know, energetic attacks and physical attacks from these energies. So remember, everybody going back through history, you know, talks about God, of some sort of God. And so you want to get yourself back on track so that you're not connecting yourself to something outside of yourself to harm you. So that's the God energy clearing. So it's
right.
Out of your life.
Right. And it does seem more and more, Ron, like you have been emphasizing you know, really clearing our physical bodies. And we don't know what this God energy, because the God connection clearing also comes with the seven generations. If you choose to do that, once you've cleared out your whole life, you can then do the seven generations clearing on that. So if you, you know, that clears your past lives. Then if you're from a family that's been religious or whatever, there's probably a lot of that energy.
That's definitely true.
Okay. And then there's another healing that that I thought would be interesting to bring up, which is the comparison healing. And Ron thought that perhaps that's one we hadn't really talked about on any of the shows before. So I'd like to make a request, if someone has done that healing, if they would write in about it, we would really appreciate that. That's the comparison healing. And, you know, I had a couple of ideas of reasons that might be good for people. Ron, do you want to say anything about that one, or shall we wait and see if we hear from people?
Yeah, let's wait and see what anybody's done that clearing and see what they say about it.
Okay. Someone else wrote in about the gal that called in about their having, you know, removing her last name. Yes, the name release of the married name felt it was really good for me too, and thank you for sharing both the legal and the... Oh, both the legal and the use. Oh, I see. She did her legal clearing of her name and how she used the CLS clearings. You are a creative pioneer sharer to us all, newbie and oldie too. Yes, I second that. Thank you very much for calling in. And that it's nice when our listeners help each other.
Yes, it is. Very nice, yes.
And, okay, let me just check one thing. I may have misspoken about the time for the healing next weekend. Let me just click on it and make sure I said the correct time.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes. Okay, great. So now I'm not sure if I may have said 11. If I did, I apologize. It is 1 p.m. And thank you, listener, people keeping me on track here. Okay. For the person who's not able to use the mind-to-heart drop for peace, have you done the whole life mental and cellular mental and mind matrix barcode removal? And then there's also a mental mind barcode. Not sure which is the name. So thank you, and hopefully that person is listening tonight. And we'll, you know, be able to get some help. And, also, Ron did request some testimonials from the people that were on the 7-hour healing call last weekend when he gave us the parallel past life clearing. So alien, all parallel lifetime removal. So if anyone is ready, and it does take a while to do, but it would be nice to hear from some more people about that clearing and how it's going, how it's doing. And somebody wrote in to thank you, Ron, for the sample of the magnetic and twisted body clearing sample that you did last night.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Did they say what happened?
No, just that it felt good. And somebody wrote in to say they hope you do some more bundles of clearings because they really enjoy that, having those bundles, and those are wonderful. If you're not familiar with some of the bundle clearings Ron has, they're described on the CLS Fast Chat page. There's a lot of information on there. Oh, and also we recently added a video that another listener made, and we thank him so much, And it has the instructions for how to do a whole life clearing. I believe he uses the emotional body clearing to use as the descriptor. And he has made teaching videos for us before, and we really appreciate him. So thank you very much for that. Okay. And let me get to some more questions here. Healing. Okay. Just a reminder to people, too, and in case people are new, that you can always put a picture of yourself in front of the computer while you're doing healings. Some of them you do want to put on for a long time, and if you can't sit in front of your computer the whole time, that's fine. You can just put up a picture. So we have a question, Ron, about the new Earth. What is the purpose of having our bodies fully on the new Earth? Do we not get new bodies there when we die?
Okay. You're asking about having your whole body there. Your whole body will probably maybe never get on the new Earth, okay? You know, parts of you can, let's put it that way. It gets to be very confusing because people don't understand what the new Earth is for. The new Earth is not going to be here after ascension. So that's just like a safety deposit box for you, in a sense. So when you add your clearings, you have a place to store what you have cleared. So, but that new Earth is not going to be here, you know, at the time of ascension. Just a place to help you out so that you're able to be in two different realities at one time. The new Earth, which is in the present moment, and the other Earth that you're used to living on, which is controlled by time and the aliens. So what else should I say on that, Anne, or answer?
Well, I think having just an awareness that when you're in peace, you're on the new Earth, and that it's real because your healings, the cleared parts of yourself are there for you, kind of, and with you. And what I found is, this is almost like an old New Age saying, like the rest of the world, it's like a movie you can watch. It's really amped that up for me. Like I feel so separated from what appears to be a lot of insanity on our planet. I really feel like it has nothing to do with me anymore. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way because they're staying connected to they're doing healings and they're staying connected to Creation Lightship, doing that, the new Earth transport. So it's energetic, but it's also very real and physical and very real. So you know. But I understand you're saying we're not going to get a new body there. It's going to be this body.
It'll be this body. So whatever you can clear before the time of ascension, will be there. And so, you know, the parts of you and the pieces of you that, you know, you have cleared, the light will find those parts and pieces. So hopefully that sort of answered your question. Just to be a little, as there's like a misconception on what's really happening sometimes. With the new Earth. So it's in the present moment, and being in the present moment, that's source energy, so you're able to be and stay and hold that energy. So anyway, back to you.
Right. Someone wrote in, Earth changes. Nature is improving. We live in a farming area, and for the first time in 6 years, we have bugs on our window when driving. trees are more alive, and the fruit is full of light. Thanks for healing the earth and us.
Very good.
Now, would you say that person is seeing the new earth?
Very possible, as it moves in and out of your consciousness. Remember, you're not going to be, it's not like you're waking up one day and all of a sudden you're going to have a whole day on the new earth. That's probably not what it's going to be. You're going to have glimpses of the way it's supposed to be, and that's how you're going to feel. And having bugs means that you're probably going into the new earth where there's more life, where the other stuff on the other planet where you're used to living, you know, there isn't. So I guess that's probably about the way I can describe it. But it's some people think that the new earth is for ascension. You're going to go there, and you're going to wait to ascension time and live your whole life there and then go back into light. And that's not what's happening. It's just a place to hold your energy, and then it will no longer exist at ascension time. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, hello, I listened to the September 2nd, 2016 show where you released depression. I felt relief right away. It was a strange, depressing day prior to that, thunder and lightning going on above us. You also released different alien races, energies, and God energies. Thank you.
Great.
Yes, yeah, so, and thank you, listener, for writing in, because we often do ask people if they hear an archive that they enjoyed to write in and share that. So thank you very much for that. Okay. So somebody wrote in, Ron, about a disturbing dream about an alien attack. So can you talk about that a little in case that happens to somebody, and what we should do if that happens to us and we wake up in the night?
Well, all your dreams is an alien attack, because you're viewing a timeline that the aliens have you, and you know, you are, in a sense, living there, and they are doing stuff to you, even though it may not be, you know, what, you know, the definition of an alien attack. You know, an alien attack, I mean that you're feeling your body get a lot of jerks, you're feeling trauma in your body, you're feeling pinpricks, you're feeling, you know, like you don't belong here, or you're feeling dizzy. So that's an alien attack, okay? So dreams are all that, but you may not be aware of what I just got through talking about, but you do have a recall of a dream, like a movie set. That's an alien attack. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Okay, someone has some questions about, or is, you know, wanting you to talk about the fetus trauma clearing.
That's when you have troubles from being here for the first time. So I guess that's the easiest way to put it. You realize that you're here, you don't belong here, you never wanted to come here, but you are here. So that's where you want to have that clearing done, if you feel like, you know, you've had a lot of situations going on in your life related to birth. That's sort of the way I would kind of look at it. So back to you.
Okay.
Because, you know, there are people that don't want to be here, which may be everybody listening, you know. And
right.
So, you know, with that, you know, you're here, hello. So what do you do about it? Well, what can you do about it? You know, you're here. So you have to, in a sense, kind of make the best of it, which may not be, you know, the right thing to say, but that's the way it is here. So anyway,
right. Ron, I was wondering if there's some a sample we could do, a sample healing.
Yeah, we could do something for mind looping. So with mind looping, that's when you have the same thought over and over again. You could have it every week or even, you know, once a month of worrying about something, you know. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you. So this is, think of your one particular thought that you have. And it could be anything. So here we go, releasing this one thought that keeps occurring. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that doesn't feel too bad. So let's just go with that one. So, back to you.
Okay. Okay, so somebody is writing in more about the name changes and everything that we discussed last night. And they're saying it's important, you know, some people can't legally change their name, of course not. And but the natal barcode clearing will clear all these different names, birth name, married name, nickname, et cetera, social security numbers and whatever numbers. And some of them, whoever this is saying, you might need to do some of them every day for a while. Now, that's a great idea, especially if there's something going on. And this listener feels that it'll actually help clear these codes out of our DNA. And then question, you know, might we need another clearing to work more specifically on our DNA?
Well, you only want to clear what's tough in this lifetime. So you don't want to go fishing to go further down the rat hole. So whatever's come up in this lifetime, you want to clear. That's why you do the whole lifetime clearings.
Right. You don't want to start clearing up.
If I go deeper, then you could go into the seven generational clearings and see what that does for you. But you don't want to look for trouble and problems because you think you have something wrong with you. And you may think, oh, it'd be nice to have a clearing of this here. You know, or what's wrong with me? So you don't want to keep looking to find something to clear out of you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This has come with this lifetime, so you do the whole lifetime clearings, and you should be good to go, and don't look back. If you keep looking back, then you're invalidating your clearing because you're choosing to, you know, have troubles with the problems that you're dealing with, and you're bringing them back into your life again. So you're going into your trash can that went to the dump. It's already gone, but you decided to retrieve your trash out of the dump and go through everything to see, you know, if something's going on with you in your life. And did it really get cleared? You know, so if you're one of those people who keep questioning, did this really work? Well, then it probably won't work because you're now bringing it back into your life again. Clearing worked, but you're choosing to not change your life and to hang on to the past. The clearings give you a new start. And it's up to you if you choose to have a new start to do that. But anyway, that's sort of the way it works. You don't want to keep going into the past to create a new reality for yourself. Because you will be bringing back everything to you that you thought you cleared, but because your curiosity is wanting to see if it was really done or not, then you're going into other timelines that was not cleared because you're choosing to do so. So, back to you.
Okay. A couple of people are asking me to repeat the day of the archive that the other listener wrote in about, and the date of that where Ron release depression and some alien race energies and some God energies, sounds like it was a really good one, was September 2nd, 2016. And, of course, all of those are the BBS has every show Ron has ever done archived right on the BBS page, and you could just scroll down when you go on there, and you'll come to all of them, just to go back and back. And there's a lot of good ones. Okay. And okay, someone is saying they feel dreams are caused by orbs. The Mind Matrix bundle includes the Whole Life Orb, Cellular Mental, and Mind Matrix Barcode, and Alien Attack Removal for a month for $200. Well, thank you, listener. Very great suggestion, the Mind Matrix bundle. And do you think that's true, Ron? I never thought of that before, that there, we could have orbs around us and they could be causing dreams. Or keeping us out of peace, right, and not in the present moment by, you know, putting some energies on us. Ron, are you there?
Okay, yeah, all that is true.
Okay.
You don't know what orbs do for you or to you. You know, if you look at them, they look like they have a face on them. So you may want to check that out if you blow them up. But they're aliens. So, you know, have you ever seen an alien? Well, look at an orb. Pictures of orbs, they're here. And what are they living on? You know, they show up in pictures around people. They get on your skin. So what are they doing on your skin if they're in the photograph attached to you? And those are ones that show up in pictures and photographs. What if you can't see them in photographs and there's more of them? If you're only seeing 1% of the actual orbs that want to show themselves, what about the rest of them that, you know, probably live inside of you and stuff? That's why we have the calls that we have, like on this coming Sunday, to get rid of things off of you. So the whole process is, you know, how much do you like yourself to get this stuff off? And, you know, doing the free clearings, you know, every day to help yourself. I get some emails from people, which for me is a little strange, but they go, yeah, I did this clearing. It's like when I go back to New York, it's very interesting. The people, sometimes, they, like the monitors are up, and it's a free monitor, and they go, oh, well, I did that 5 years ago. And, oh, people in California, when we do expos here, they'll normally come back and go, oh, yeah, this is great, can I try it again, you know. But people in New York, they have a different mindset. And they think if they did it one time, they got the benefit, and they don't need to do it any longer, which I don't understand completely. But that's the way a lot of the people in New York are. I just don't get it. They don't understand that you need to keep doing clearings. So, you know, people that continuously stay with CLS will keep doing those free clearings, and if they can afford ones, you know, the whole lifetime ones, and they get the unlimited and do those too, because their life is changing so much and they feel better. Just doing it one time, and sometimes I get like an email, well, I did this clearing, you know, 4 years ago, and should I get the unlimited version of it or something like that? No, I'm having situations. Oh, well, yeah, you got situations right now, because you never cleared yourself with the unlimited clearing for 4 years. So it sort of, you know, got in there and started creeping into your energy system. And after 4 years now, oh, gazam, you now have a situation that you probably could have remedied you know, 4 years ago by being on the unlimited version of that clearing. So, you know, you need to stay with it. Aliens are on you continuously. Oh, just remember that, you know. Because you do a clearing once doesn't mean that they're never going to come back to you. And so you want to stay current so that if they do come back, you can come back into peace and they'll leave you alone for, well, a particular amount of time, we'll say. And if they keep seeing you in peace, they're not going to want you. Anyway, do you have anything to add to that, Ann?
Well, just that I would, you know, very much second it. And what's been helping me recently is your expanded description of when the aliens are getting us, is that if you're having any memories at all, we shouldn't even have any memories. Yeah, I remember you saying that so clearly one night. So as soon as you catch yourself replaying a situation in your mind, you've got to immediately stop and do the mind heart drop and do whatever it takes. Again, I would go, if you feel for some reason doing the mind heart drop over and over doesn't work, go to Ron's YouTube channel and just do the clearings with Ron. That spirit out and in, out and in, that's a wonderful one, and they're all on there. So you'll want to avail yourself of those. So no, it's just as peaceful as things have been in so many ways, the aliens do still show their presence.
Yep, and that's why, you know, even if you did lots of clearings, you get a picture of yourself, and there's an orb there, they're trying to find you, you know. So, you know, but the remedy is keep you in your clearings, and you become peaceful. So the more you do, the more peaceful you're going to become. And if you're not reacting to situations, dramas and traumas in your life, then they'll probably leave you alone and go look for somebody else. And you may want to do a space clearing where you are, because somehow the energy may be in houses from other people who've lived there. You know, those energies are still in the walls, we'll say, from arguments, and maybe somebody died there, you know. So if you have a living in like in an old building that was maybe built in the 1920s, you know, and it has a lot of history or her stories of different things and people who lived there. Now you go in there, and just because they put new paint on the walls, you know, doesn't mean that the room itself is going to be cleaned for you. You have all those people's thoughts in the walls, in the 2x4s or whatever, 2x6s, on the sheetrock, in the plaster, you know, and in the old paint. So remember, these things all carry energy. That's why you want to deal with the space clearing if you start feeling troubles coming in. Now, sometimes the energy can come through the wall from somebody who lives next door to you, and that's why they use the space clearing too. So you want to keep the stuff away from you. If you happen to have something out, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and you built it yourself, then the only energy that's going to be on the walls is your mental thoughts. If you clean those out, you don't have to worry about anybody else's. But, you know, most people, you know, are living in a location or in a house or wherever they're living that other people have lived in. So the space clearing is very, very important to do. And if you don't, then that can bring forth the orbs to live off of the energy that's in the walls. Remember, even though, you know, somebody may have died there and that energy is imprinted in there with the trauma before they died, and whatever they went through in their life, that energy is still there. And you may not be sensitive enough to feel it. There are people who walk into the room and they go, yep, I'm getting out of here. I don't like this energy. And they don't even have to know how or why it feels funky. No, there's no reason to look at it, and by all means, don't look. That'll put you on a timeline. So if you walk into a room, we'll say, and you know, your solar plexus start to give you a little jerk, or your hair stands up on end, adios, get out of there. And don't try to figure out what's wrong with it. Don't try to fix it. Just leave. So back to you.
Right, and I think that even if you're not a very sensitive person, we all know places. There's one in my neighborhood that a new restaurant keeps opening and shutting down. They just never make it in this certain location. And in the building I live in, whenever something becomes available, it always rents very quickly, except for this one up place that keeps coming vacant. People keep moving out, and then it takes a really long time to rent, and then when someone moves in, they don't stay very long, just in this one place. And there are other people that have been here 15 years, 20 years. And
wow.
So those are, I think, extreme examples, but I think everybody has seen those kinds of things in their life. And if something like even 10% of that could be happening in your own home, you would certainly want to get it out.
Yeah, and your house is where you live and sleep, you know, and eat. So you definitely want to clean it so that, you know, you're not contaminating your food and anything else that's there. So that's the main thing. You know, get in there and do the space clearing and do all the free clearings. This is kind of for the newbies. The old people probably know about that, but you may have forgot. Go in and do a space clearing. So anyway, maybe you can mention the different rooms, Ann, as you go to the light ship. It's about that time.
Okay.
And we have one person back east who had a birthday yesterday. And I don't know if they're listening or not, but if she is, we'll go and have a birthday party for her. So here we go. So going up to the light ship, and this only works on the live show that we have right now. When you go to the light ship for a physical healing, you must show up on the BBS radio station 2 at the time that we're on, and you can go. Otherwise, it'll be peace energy. So here we go, everybody. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And as usual, we always go into the hot tub rooms for detox. We'll go into the room which has the mud energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. Let's go into another location. And this one here has the floating magnets. We do this tomorrow on our Sunday show. In a conference call that we have for 7 hours. So we go into the floating magnet room a lot, help release pain. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And do we have any requests, Dan, or do you have anything from previous nights that we want to go into from other?
Yes, well, we got several requests for tonight, so we'll start with those. Someone requested the dragonfly room.
That's pretty. Here's the dragonflies. And here they come, and some have more than different sets of wings, so you may, you know, be seeing very special-looking dragonflies. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A very, very peaceful energy. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, another request, Ron, for the bear room. They didn't say what type of bear.
Okay, so this is your choice then. What type of bear, male, female, you know, maybe the polar bears or brown bears, black bears. So it's your choice, and maybe you want a baby bear. So here we go. Your choice of what type of bear it is. So coming your way and request your one particular healing. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The chipmunk room?
Oh, that's cute. Okay, here comes the chipmunks. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and we'll bring in the ground squirrels. I was feeding one out of my hands today here. So here we go, ground squirrels. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay?
All right, the centrifuge room.
Okay, this is used for kind of more stubborn issues that you could have. So here we go. And I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So think of your one issue that you're dealing with. So stronger, 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 and stronger. If that helps you. Okay, next, Dan.
The pink salt room.
Okay, here we go, pink salt. Oh, we could also do Himalayan salt. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do two more rooms there, so.
Okay, hummingbird room.
Okay, then we'll go to the light ship for happy birthday. So here we go. Hummingbird, so stronger, 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 and stronger, okay?
And baby elephants.
Awesome. Very nice. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go in now to the food court. We can select our different types of desserts. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And we're singing happy birthday along with the light beam. So here we go. So for the person back east having a birthday yesterday. So happy birthday. And you can have seconds and thirds. Everybody now is having their desserts. So we're coming back from the light ship. And coming back down, getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Ron. As always, that was wonderful, and thank you, listeners, for requesting those rooms. It really makes it interesting because we can have these wonderful experiences of the different form of nature from the light ship. Someone has a question about clone plants. Someone has cut flowers, and they're now 2 weeks old, and they're still going strong. Unbelievable. But now she's put them in a refrigerator. So do you think that they're cloned flowers, Ron, because they're lasting so long?
That, or if the person is on the weekly calls that we have, they could be getting energized that way too.
Right. Yes, that's what I was thinking too, because just recently I think you did do that. You said you can activate a plant or something, you'd make it real. So it could be the opposite. But I've had that happen too, where it's almost like, I can't really believe I'm seeing these flowers still look good today. So someone wanted to share about orbs. There were two orbs in my bedroom shown in a picture right over my bed. I was told that it was a good thing until I met Ron and found out differently. Thank you, Ron, for enlightening me. I feel so much better after doing the orb clearings.
Yeah, we have different color orbs there, so that's just a different frequency, different type, we'll say. So just go through and check out each different color, and you will feel the change. I could tell you a story about just flowers. I can't recall what type it was. This is probably back a long time ago. I did an event at somebody's house, I don't know, I'll just maybe say maybe late 1900s or something, before it hit 2000 here, or maybe just around 2000. And I was doing some energy, taking people, I think, to the light ship. And so we had maybe a dozen people at the lady's house. So she has some flowers in a vase. So did the event for maybe an hour, I guess. And then she had to leave to go Europe. Her husband was there, and I guess, you know, her family. But she left, and when she came back, and her husband didn't really understand what I was doing, but the flowers never decayed. And what happened was, I guess it took about a month for the water to evaporate in the vase that it was in. And when, you know, as long as the water that was initially in the vase was there, the flowers stayed alive. And then when she came back, maybe a month later, you know, they put new water in, and then the flowers died after that. They were energized for, you know, whatever, you know, maybe a month or so, not mistaken. And her husband couldn't believe it because, you know, they normally, you know, I guess flowers would last, you know, you all know, maybe, so we'll say maybe a week at the most, you know, typically, but this is like, you know, a month or so. Anyway, but the water had to evaporate, and once it was gone, that was it. Oh, that was one of those nice things that happened back then. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, and someone wrote in, as a New Yorker, there's that Band-Aid mentality. They want to try something new and never do things or experiences over and over. But in reality, their life is repetitive in the macro sense, for example, being stuck in reincarnations. And, yeah, that's true. Well, also, for someone I wanted to say, Ron, before the we went to the lightship, all the creation lightship healings are in the now. So to think, oh, I did it a year ago, I don't need it again, is completely missing the point. Now, you can take something away from you through the clearings, and it will hopefully not come back, but still, to stay peaceful and stay in the moment, you need to keep up on the healings, not just do them once.
Yeah, and, you know, so another way to look at that is, as you're living different timelines, the clearing that you could have even did an hour ago, we'll say, if you are on timelines, well, that cleared it back then, an hour ago on that one timeline that you were on. What about the one that you're on now, an hour later? Is that going to affect you? Well, if you do the whole lifetime clearings, then that's what you need to do to get off of your life's timelines. But once you're done with that clearing, you know, it doesn't go into the future. Well, that's why those clearings, when you look at it, they're so important, because it clears your life out so you can start over again. You're reborn again of the spirit, because your spirit also gets that healing. And now you can, even if you choose to, put your spirit name after your name, your spirit after your name on the whole lifetime. And there should be another entry box at some point, which will say spirit on it, with the whole lifetime clearings. But yeah, you can do that too. The healings take place either by you having a physical healing on the light ship, and then your spirit can catch up and also get that same healing after your physical healing, okay, we'll just say a millisecond later, or your spirit can get cleared off and then start to work on your body. So both ways, you know, can work. And then it depends how much energy, how many issues you have, how much density, how much blockages do you have, how much, you know, contamination for that one issue. And that's why you want to do the whole lifetime clearing, is to get that issue more released from you than just to do one timeline at a time. Oh, back to you.
Right. Ron, and someone had a question about the timeline crashes, and we do the different parts of the timelines, muscle memory, the vortex, and their question is, should each separate section be forwarded to the new Earth transport?
that'd be a good thing to do, I think. I think I would do that each time. It doesn't take that long to do it.
No, yeah, I was going to say the same. I always do that. I even put in the actual issue that I timeline crashed, and I send it all the times of the different ways that I timeline crashed it, because I feel even stronger now. The more energy we're sending over to the New Earth transport, the better.
So one thing that people can also do is the oxygen clearing, you know. Since you're breathing the alien oxygen, and that's a free clearing, you know, I would highly recommend for people to do that maybe once a day. Because you're breathing in alien contaminations to affect your body. I would definitely do the alien oxygen, and that's free, like I said, to help yourself out. So what I'll do, if we have a little bit of time left here, I'm going to do a clearing, and we're going to go back in time today. So we're going from the present moment, and we're going to go back on your timeline of living, and I'm going to go back to when you woke up. So everybody woke up at a different time, and maybe we'll go an hour after you woke up. So I'm going to clear away the oxygen an hour after you woke up, so you know what time you woke up, basically. Maybe you woke up at 5 in the morning, and, you know, you're doing stuff at 6 or something like that. Maybe you slept in and got up at maybe 10 and kind of got functional at 11. So whatever time it is that you want to choose, we're going to take that time right now. And then I'm going to go 2 hours ahead in that time. So kind of write it down. And you might be able to notice what you were doing or what happened to you at a given time. Here we go. How the oxygen corrupted your life. Here we go. Hour after you woke up. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll go 2 hours. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll go 4 hours. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, I'll do 3 more of these. So 2 hours again, releasing that alien oxygen cold removal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next one, 2 hours later. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And another 2 hours. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one more. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just see if you're probably more awake right now. Maybe you had a difficult situation. You'll just say maybe at 1 o'clock or something. So, man, I kind of feel numbed out and I'm not doing too well. Or maybe I was going to do something on the stove and I put the pan on the stove and left the flame on or whatever and the pan burnt, you know, and I don't know what happened to me. I just lost my consciousness and something weird happened. So that's what's happening. So anyway, just see how you're feeling. Another thing that's going on now is that, like I mentioned, there's that kind of a new type of alien race that's here. Haven't had too much going on with it quite yet. Still kind of investigating what it's doing, trying to get it to hold integrity. Could be battling it in a week, who knows. But it's taking people off of different timelines and making them lose their consciousness. Or you might think today, which is, Saturday, maybe you thought today was Thursday, momentarily. Or maybe you're writing a checkout and the day today, you know, wrote down as the 20th or something. Or maybe you thought you're in April, So this is what they're doing to you. They're trying to scramble you so that you're not aware of where you are, and then they can put more programs into you. So I'm still working on this energy, looking at it to see what's going to happen. anyway, that's what's going on right now. So I guess it's getting close, Ann. What do you think?
Yes, Ron, thank you. I felt extremely centered and peaceful when you did that oxygen clearing from earlier today, which is really surprising to me because I was already very peaceful from our trip to the lightship. So you definitely cleared something.
What I was trying to show everybody is that, you know, you can say, oh, I did the oxygen clearing today once. Well, that's why I did it every 2 hours apart, to show you that doing something one time, even the same day, may not be the remedy for the whole day, okay? So you want to stay with that. It doesn't take that long to do. So hopefully that is going to help you out somewhat. Maybe you have a challenge coming up where you have to do something that you have to be your best. You know, you're putting your best foot forward, and you may want to sabotage you by putting this alien oxygen on you so that you look kind of stupid, who knows, or out of integrity or whatever. So keep doing that clearing and just see how it feels for you. Like I said, very possibly if you do it enough, the alien may say, nah, doesn't work for that person, we'll go find somebody else. That could be a possibility. So you may have that chance and luck out. Anyway, I guess our show is coming to a close here. Do you have anything to add before we sign up, Ann?
Yes, Ron, just one thing, that if you would like to join us tomorrow on the healing call, it starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. All the information is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and you can still sign up for that and join us for 7 hours of physical healing on the lightship.
And then we come today is when we have our flower shackle release call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. So we'll have probably people talking about that next week. So get
Thank
on that
you, Ron.
Call. Okay, so here we go, everybody. In the mind to heart drop, so you need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head. So we'll start that. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, pop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you, listeners, for listening. And hopefully this show was great for you. Hope you enjoyed your dessert tonight on the lightship.